For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning in a few weeks. I really relish the opportunity to be here with you guys this morning, and just like every week, I'm here to bring you lots of great information related to health and wellness. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. And you can also listen to our show, stream it as it airs on Sunday at 1500am.com, or you can go on to our website at the Village Green, which is www.myvillagegreen.com, and download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Today, I'm really excited about today's show, as I say that every week, but we always tend to find really good guests, and generally I am excited. This brings up an issue that I think is ignored hugely by a lot of people. This is the issue of what we put on our bodies. We make a lot of fuss about trying to eat a clean diet. There's a huge amount of information out there regarding the importance of eating organic food, and many people who shop at the Village Green or listen to this radio show try and do their best to get organic food in their diet because we don't want exposure to the toxins. We all drink bottled water. We don't like to drink the tap water. We have filtered water. We do all of these things in an effort to reduce our exposure to toxins. And why? Well, because toxins, as we know, significantly contribute to many health issues that we deal with. Toxin exposure has been linked to heart disease. It's been linked to diabetes. It's been linked to cancer. It's been linked to chronic fatigue. It's been linked to fibromyalgia. Toxin exposure is dangerous for our bodies. And yes, it is also even more dangerous for our children's bodies. So, you know, we go through great lengths. You can't go anywhere, turn on any TV or see anything these days without seeing some sort of promotion for things that are more natural. As we learn about the sort of evil side of the chemical revolution, this sort of renaissance of chemicals and chemical use that started in the industrial age around the turn of the 19th century and after, we now are understanding that maybe all of these things aren't that great. Maybe we should have taken a little bit more time to understand how these chemicals affect our body. And oftentimes it's not just the singular chemical. What we do know is we may have data on one chemical and the health effects that it has in our body. And we may have that data for most of the chemicals that are used. What we don't have at all is data on what happens when you combine these chemicals in the body and the effect that they have together. We have no data on that. There is no information on that. So, yes, I encourage everybody, try and eat organic when you can. Go to the website www.EWG, environmentalworkinggroup.org, and look at their Dirty Dozen list and their Clean 15 list. These are the Dirty Dozen are the fruits and vegetables and produce items that you buy that have the highest residues of pesticides on them. If you're eating those regularly, use them organic. The Clean 15, low pesticide residues, maybe you don't need to spend the money on that if that's an issue for you. So today we're not talking about food. We're not talking about water. We're not talking about supplements. We're talking about skincare products today. And we're not talking about making your wrinkles go away and, you know, making your skin nice and clear and clean. We're talking about the health of your entire body simply based on what you put on your skin. Most people have no idea the amount of chemicals that are contained in skincare products and have no idea what they're exposing themselves to on a regular basis. Every day, at least 3 personal care products are applied to the skin of infants and children. Men use an average of 10 personal care products daily, and women use 6 or more cosmetics and an average of 13 personal care products daily. All of these things have toxins in them that have real health effects that are negative, not positive. Now, we need to find the right kind of products that are free from these things. And today we're going to educate you about what you need to look for, what products you need to avoid, and we're going to introduce you to a line of products that really sets the standards. They've actually set the standards at many of the national health food distributors like Whole Foods for what they allow in their stores, the cleanest, best products you can buy for your skin. Remember, folks, that 80% of what you put on your skin gets absorbed. We think our skin is just like a piece of saran wrap where you can just rub stuff on it, and if you put it on your skin, it stays on your skin. But your skin is lined with blood vessels. That's why when you cut yourself, you bleed. And as soon as you put something on your skin, it ends up in those blood vessels. And if it gets to the blood vessels, it gets in your body. So I am nowhere near the expert on this. I am just passionate about it. So that's why I have on the phone with me today my special guest. Jema Russano is basically a consumer advocate. She has a long history of experience, 30 years in the cosmetic field. She started and runs some of the most successful natural skincare companies in the entire country, and she also has been in the trenches with the FDA, with the White House, lobbying for consumer advocacy to get these chemicals and get awareness about these chemicals out to the public so people can be safe. She's also the general manager for the skincare division of Thorne Research. She's responsible for the development and the brand management, present and future, while leading the execution of the approved business strategy and really just overseeing the quality and control of these skincare products that Thorne Research is putting out. She's developed the product line Peter Rabbit, Thorne Organics, Dormaqual, and other private label ones. So, Jema, thank you so much for being on the show today. I know my introduction didn't do your experience justice.
Oh, it did, and thank you for having me. It's really exciting to be here and talk about this because it's something that a lot of people, you know, just don't think about. They don't connect the dots. So I'm happy to help educate everyone as much as I can.
Great. Now, I mean, listen, you didn't just one day wake up and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to be an advocate for clean skincare products because I like that cause. You have a personal story, and I would love if you don't mind sharing some of your personal story with the listeners to help people understand how you got involved with this and how you became so entrenched in this sort of battle or idea of finding skincare products that don't expose us to potential dangers.
Yeah, I'm happy to. And, you know, it usually takes something to wake people up to kind of identify, you know, the problems and trying to figure out what is wrong with me and the effects of everyday exposure. And I was born with a small tumor called hemangioma. As a baby, I had it removed, and on one side of my breast didn't develop. And so when I was 14, my mom was in the modeling industry, and I wanted to look like all the other gorgeous models, and I was able to talk my mom into getting me a small breast implant. And it remained in my body for 19 years, and really never understanding or even knowing from doctors that there could be health risks associated with it, that it could leak, that it could, you know, break. I had two children that I, once I learned of all these problems that I was concerned about, and they too had health problems. So I really dug into this whole issue, and I was able to work with some great advocates, Command Trust Network and some other terrific women in the Washington, D.C. area, and also from all across the country. And as we were looking at the different chemicals that were exposed to us in these breast implants, we realized that, oh my gosh, all these chemicals are used in cosmetics. In fact, one day I was sitting at a meeting where the FDA was and NIH, and a doctor was put up the list of all these different chemicals and talking about the estrogen effect and the harsh ingredients. And I stood up in the meeting and blurted out, that's everything in cosmetics. And so the other part of it was I realized I kept getting migraine headaches. I would sweat. I didn't know what was wrong with me. My face would break out. And I realized when I started pulling away from the everyday products that I was buying and also working for, you know, I started getting better. And then I would again connect the dots that, gee, I just put on this new makeup and I now have a migraine headache or I'm sweating profusely. And then you go back and look at the ingredients and, you know, it's loaded with things. And so I became chemically sensitive and so did my kids. So I had to find a way to be able to, you know, take care of myself, take care of my body and cleanse myself and cleanse my kids and do it in a whole different way than what we were used to. And for a long time, you know, everybody in my family would laugh at me. They would say, oh, you know, watch out. It's got, you know, some type of synthetic gum in it or it's got synthetic fragrances. Don't go near Jema. So it became funny, but it didn't. And then a lot of the women that we worked with in these different support groups also started recognizing their chemical sensitivity as well. And they came to me and said, look, you know, you're from this industry. Why don't you make something that's going to be clean that all of us can utilize? And so I did. And it took me a long time to be able to work on formulations that work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk a little bit later about the formulations, but that was the key. And it was, and as we dug into trying to get rid of from siloxins to phthalates and bisphenol A and benzene and 1,4-dioxane, we realized how difficult it was and what a search that we had to do for ingredients. And we knew in the long run that if it didn't all come together and if it didn't work, if your hair didn't look fabulous or if it stuck in your hair like glue,
right.
Nobody's going to use it, no matter how good it is. So that was the other part of trying to make it clean and effective.
Right. Well, that's always the joke. You know, you use the natural deodorant and your armpits still stink and you use the natural stuff. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't work. So it's really important now. I use natural deodorant and it works better than anything I've ever used. It's finding the right ingredients, the right formulation, and really getting it down. I'm sure it was an amazing amount of work on your part to come to these formulas. So, listen, thank you so much, Jema, for sharing your story. What we're going to do when we come back from the break is you're going to share your expertise in these skincare products. What we're going to talk about is what are the ingredients that you need to look out for. So what are the key things that you want to be avoiding? And we're going to talk about the negative effects they have on the body. And then we're going to be talking about the line that you develop, which offers people a solution. You know, we don't always plug a lot of products on the show, but a lot of times when we talk about B vitamins or we talk about fish oils or we talk about other nutrients, they're not all that difficult to find. It is hard to find a skincare line that really pays attention to not containing a lot of these harmful chemicals. So today, we're really actually going to talk about the line and some of the things you've offered. When we come back, the education starts, folks, about what is in your skincare products. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pissarro on the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning shortly. We are here today talking about skincare products. Hopefully you caught the intro and you caught my passion about how important this topic is. We're talking about clean skincare products, and this is the issue. Right now in this segment, one of the foremost experts in the country, through her own personal experience and through her personal experience of developing one of the cleanest skincare lines out there, is going to talk to us about what types of things that are in your skincare that are potentially dangerous. These are potential carcinogens. There is documented research and human clinical trials showing the negative effects on health that these products have, and we're going to talk about that coming up right now. Just real quick, I want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in or you want to download the show or share it with somebody in the future, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com. Click on the archive show section. There's a little radio microphone on the right-hand side of the page. If you click on that, it'll take you to that section. You can download them as MP3s, as podcasts. We have all seven, I think almost 5 or 6 years of radio shows on there, so it's a great, great resource. So let's carry on here. So, Jema, thank you so much for being on with us. You know, I already alluded to the fact that you've been really leading on the cutting edge of this field of trying to deal with some of these toxins in our, for your story, it started out with breast implants, and I have seen many women, especially with the silicone breast implants, be extremely sick from silicone breast implants, either when they rupture or sometimes even when they don't. You know, today we're talking about the skincare side of it. Tell us, what are the things in common skincare products that we need to be worried about, and why? What are their health effects on the body? Why do we want to avoid these things?
Well, there's a host of ingredients that what we refer to as xenoestrogens. You know, we put on layers. If you think about when you're getting ready in the morning and you're washing your hair and then you're washing your face and you're putting a conditioner on and then you're putting a lotion on, just think of all those layers. So then look at your ingredients on the back of the product that you're using and see how many of the – a good way to look at it is how many – chemical or ingredients you can't pronounce and look kind of scary. So one of the things is, like, for example, bisphenol A or benzene or, let's say, 1,4-dioxin. And I'll go back over these in a minute. I'm just going to list a few of them. Mineral oil is petroleum-based. Parabens are one of the bigger ones, and parabens are used as a preservative. And parabens are also used in a lot of foods as well, but mostly in the skincare. And there's like a methyl parabens. There's maybe like 20 different types of parabens. So if you look at the end of the word and you see that it ends in a ben, then you know that you're looking at a paraben derivative. And another one would be like silicones. Anything in ending in a cone would also fit into that mold. Bisphenol A is probably the biggest, and phthalates are two of the most widely controversial and also the highest in xenoestrogens. And so we've found that these chemicals, which are used from making a product that will hold, like, together we call it ethoxylation, which is holding an oil and water together. So it's kind of keeping it together for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so phthalates and bisphenol A's, there's a host of different chemicals that are used in this category. And basically, we know all the xenoestrogens are they're high levels of xenoestrogens, and they cross over to the blood-brain barrier. An example would be, let's say, a fragrance, okay? A lot of synthetic fragrances are suspended in phthalates, and it basically makes that fragrance last longer, and it gives it a boost.
Hmm.
But you're absorbing all of that. And when you put it on your skin, it's breaking down and then going through the different layers, and then, as you said before, missing the liver and crossing right into your blood system. So then the other part of it is that a lot of these are basically the xenoestrogens are binding to your normal estrogen receptors. And so they behave like regular estrogens. And so then when they start to mimic that and then your estrogen levels start going up, when people start having a lot of problems. And it could happen from being a baby, even before, from pregnancy to babies, of what we slather on them, to, you know, somebody in their 80s and 90s. And we can see that our skin, you know, has become so chemically sensitive that our bodies can absorb so much, but how do we get rid of it? We can't sweat it out. And a good way to tell is if you look at what a BPA or bisphenol A does, take a water bottle, and if you've opened up a water bottle and you've, you know, like poured about 2 inches out of it, you'll see that the water will stick to the inside lining of that water bottle, and that is lined with BPA, the majority of. A lot of companies have switched over, so I can't say that everyone's like mm-hmm. that, but a lot of them. So that release agent inside that bottle is actually adhering that water droplet to the side of the bottle, and it's really not going anywhere. So you can think that the same thing's happening to your body. It's absorbing into your vessels, and then it has no place to go because it can just throw off these estrogen receptors, which is not good for us. So it's not easy. You know, one of the things I love to use as an example also is, like, let's take a chapstick or a type of lip balm product that's not organic. So if there's petroleum in it, if there's BPA in it, if there's EDTA, if there's synthetic coloring, you're putting all that on your lips and you're eating it. Well, if you look at the back of many of the lip balms that are out there, it says on the back of the package, do not eat.
Mm-hmm.
But you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're putting a lotion on. And as that lotion glides and there's different ingredients like a propylene glycol, the same thing's used in antifreeze.
Mm. Well,
so,
yeah, go
yes,
ahead.
It makes it glide faster. It makes it look shiny on your skin. But it really isn't healthy for your skin.
So here's the problem, in my opinion, and maybe you can shed some light on this based on sort of the advocacy work you've done sort of really at some of the highest levels. You know, there seems to be this general overwhelming idea that if chemicals are put in these things like lip balm and our shampoos and our soaps and our moisturizers and our makeups and our, you know, all of those things, and nobody's really telling us they're dangerous. The government says they're safe. I mean, are they really dangerous? You know, I mean, that's, I think there's this idea that because nobody is really telling us, and it's so widely accepted, that they must be safe.
You know, unfortunately, there's so many chemicals that are coming on the market that have not really been tested and proven safe, and it's much easier to get a chemical on the market without having any proof whatsoever versus trying to get a chemical off the market.
Right.
And that's the biggest problem. So a lot of this stuff was grandfathered in.
Hmm.
Phthalates and bisphenol A's and siloxanes have been used for over, you know, 40, 50 years in products.
And the other issue seems to be that, you know, everything is, you know, hindsight is 20/20. So, you know, we now see BPA is being pulled out of all baby toys. It's, you know, I mean, I have two young kids, a 15-month-old and a 4.5-year-old daughter. And you can't find a baby bottle anymore anywhere that doesn't say on the packaging BPA-free. It hasn't been mandated that it be pulled out, but now, how what is it, 20, 30 years after these things have pervasively been used as plasticizers in baby bottles, in baby toys, everywhere around where babies are exposed to, now we're actually seeing the mounting evidence that these BPA xenoestrogens are significant endocrine disruptors and have very potential negative effects on our children, correct?
Correct. Right. And a lot of it is all the consumer work, advocates out there right. working for this, and the consumer demand, just saying, you know what, enough. We are not going to buy this stuff. We want to know what we're putting on our skin is safe.
Right.
We want to know that what you've put in this bottle is truthful,
right?
You know, and is going to have the benefits that you tout, not, you know, just
right.
some marketing tool.
And lest anybody think that their political leaders are really out there to protect them, please understand, and that is said in the vein of election season coming, no matter which way you lean, that really one of the biggest issues is actually the way our government is run and the huge amount of influence that lobbyists and corporations and huge amounts of money have on policy, and the ability of these types of things to be easily overlooked when chemical companies make their states and make their claims about what products should be widely included in things distributed to the American public without much scrutiny at all. And that is where I will stop with that. So we've talked about phthalates, we've talked about parabens, and we've talked about BPA. Is that correct?
Right.
Now, I know, Jema, like it's hard when you look at the back of a shampoo bottle to decipher what is going on back there. You know, and even sometimes you might find something that says it's natural or says it's mostly organic. But, you know, I'm a little bit of a more educated consumer. So when I look, I can kind of see, well, yeah, it says it's all natural. But this is, look, it's got phthalates and here's it's got some parabens. And I can kind of pick it out. But is there like any resources or websites, or do you have anywhere you can reference people so that they could get a list of to try and understand and navigate through products to at least know what they're not? That they shouldn't be getting?
Sure. They can actually go to the Thorne website, www.thorne.com, and click on personal care and look at our no list. And we'll provide that no list also to Village Green.
Okay.
And,
great.
And your radio listeners. So we call it the Dirty 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so it talks about things like, you know, GMOs. And we know that GMOs that are, you know, basically changing the structure of a plant could also be changing the structure of our internal organs. And it doesn't matter whether you eat them or whether you're absorbing them on your skin.
Right.
And so all of the ingredients that we use are certified organic and cannot, and if it's organic, it cannot contain GMOs. They're
right.
not allowed in an organic process. So another one that you can look for are anything that's listed as a PEG, P-E-G, and then it'll have a number next to it, a 2 or a 20 or an 80.
Mm.
So we know that's part of PEGs are what we call ethoxylation, and it's part of the 1,4-dioxane, and we know that that's not healthy for you either.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is sodium lauryl sulfate in shampoos. It basically will either say SLS or sodium lauryl or lauryl sulfate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a synthetic sudsing agent. And
yep.
usually a lot of companies use it because it's a very inexpensive sudsing agent.
Yeah,
but
it actually was originally used as an engine degreaser, wasn't it?
Exactly,
yeah.
yeah. And so what happens is that so many people have such an adverse response to it that if they've got psoriasis or acne or they've got, you know, skin rashes, they don't think to change their shampoo.
Right.
You know, they wouldn't think that their shampoo could dare cause that
mm-hmm.
or their conditioner. So it's trying to be able to connect the dots and look at, you know, what are the basic ingredients. I mean, there literally are hundreds and hundreds of estrogenic chemicals. Another great resource to go to is Theo Colburn's website called TEDx, T-E-D-X. She's got a big list of all of the different estrogens and chemicals that are found to be estrogenic.
Great.
And so we'll take another one as hydrogenated oil.
Well, Jema, actually, we're going to take a quick break. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll pick up on hydrogenated oils. And then lest anyone think that this type of information is just sort of, paranoid and, we're paying too much attention. Jema, you've compiled some really phenomenal human clinical trials that really demonstrate the real effects of what happens when you put these chemicals on your skin, the effects they have on your health, and ways that we can measure them so that we know they're actually in our bodies. I'd love to review some of those so that people really understand how dangerous these chemicals can be. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Set your alarms and set your dials. We're here every week bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness. And, of course, this week has been absolutely no exception. I think we are uncovering some really important aspects related to toxicity exposure, very real aspects. And this doesn't, again, as I said, have to do with the water you're drinking, the food that you're eating, the air that you're breathing. This has to do with what you're putting on your skin, because everybody throughout the course of a day puts something on their skin, whether it's the soap in the shower, the shampoo, the conditioner, the lotion, the aftershave, the cologne, whatever it might be, the makeup, you're putting something on your skin. Everything from babies to elderly people, every day people are applying things to their skin, not realizing that your skin is your body's largest organ and it absorbs 80% of everything you put on it. And not only that, as we talked about earlier, what you put on your skin goes right into the bloodstream. Things that you consume like water or food actually go to the liver to be detoxified, before they really make it into general circulation, versus the toxins in your skin bypass the route through the liver, so they go into the skin and into your body in their intact form and can have very negative effects on your health. Mainly the xenoestrogens are what we've been talking about, and my special guest, Jema Russano, who is a leader in the field related to skincare and natural skincare, has educated us greatly on that. If you're just tuning in, I encourage you to go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little microphone icon. If you click on that, you can get all of our archive shows, and you can stream this show in its entirety, usually a couple days after it airs on Sunday. So, Jema, we've talked about so much already. Let's talk a little bit about a few other topics. I mean, I alluded to talking about some of the studies that are out there proving that these things are harmful, because that's the issue. You will get people on both sides of the fence. You might hear us say these chemicals are bad, they are dangerous, they can cause side effects, and then you talk to the representative from the chemical company and they say, well, there's no proven data that the chemicals in our products with exposure that you're getting have any negative health effects. Well, who's telling the truth?
Right. It's very frustrating. And over time, these studies will come out. They are coming out now. And doctors are really getting it. They understand that it does make a difference.
Right. What do you think the tobacco company said 30 years ago when people started to say, well, you know what? Cigarette smoking causes cancer. It has bad health effects.
Absolutely.
Right. So
I sat in a meeting with Dow Corning was in bankruptcy, and they basically stated that our children were valued at nothing and that there's no way that it could cross the blood-brain barrier and expose our children. And there's over 9 million children out there born to moms with breast implants. So it does, and it does affect us. And there's many, many studies, and we know, just like the GMOs, that how they're trying to deter these studies. But you know what? We will prevail, and we want to be healthy, and there's no reason. And just look at the numbers of people, how we're living longer, but we're sicker.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to see that exposure. And I can tell you, just from my own use, I am so much better that I had my implant taken out, and I don't expose myself to any of these chemicals anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat a healthy diet, and it makes a huge difference, because I probably wouldn't be here right now on this planet if I continued down the path that I was in.
So highlight some of the, because you gave me, you know, in the pre-interview, you sent me over a ton of great research and human trials that have shown problems. There are some really, really great ones in here that, you know, really fit the standard model of double blind and placebo controlled and, you know, human clinical trials. You know, highlight some of your favorite pieces of documented research that you know, reveal these chemicals as a real threat.
So there's a study for that was done on women with breast cancer, and basically it showed the women that were exposed to breast cancer had more estrogens and higher estrogen levels in it than from their control women, all through the parabens, looking for parabens. The other study...
So they found they were able to identify one of the specific parabens, right? That has these xenoestrogenic effects, and they associated higher concentrations of this methyl paraben in the bodies of women that had higher risk for breast cancer. Is that correct?
Correct.
So we're not saying here that these things cause it, but there does seem to be a linkage or a strong correlation between the presence of these chemicals and risks of very serious conditions like breast cancer. What are some other interesting ones?
A great one is from Mass General, where they had 406 men, basically, that were using cologne and aftershave in a 48-hour period,
mm-hmm.
and they had significantly higher levels of estrogen in their urine, and it shows, the absorption compared to the others. And we've seen the male hormone levels going down and then the female hormone levels going up. So that's prevalent and within the whole medical community. So a lot of people are coming back and looking at these different exposures.
Yeah, these estrogens. And that is an interesting one, 406 men, and it was just cologne and aftershave. And here's the thing, if they're able to measure these metabolites in the urine, that means they were absorbed. That means that they got into your bloodstream, they were processed by your kidneys, they made it into your bladder, and they were excreted in the urine, which means that if they made it that far, they had influence in other areas of your body.
And so just think what's staying behind, because you can't process it. Our bodies don't know how to process all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then the other one that's interesting is a study that was done on, again, personal care products, and 379 men attending in a infertility clinic. Again, their urinary levels were measured with the sperm DNA damage, and it showed a much higher level than in the general population.
Right, so higher levels of this MEP, which is this xenoestrogen, were associated with more sperm DNA damage. Is that correct?
Correct. So it doesn't matter if you're female or male. You know, the exposure is the same. You might process it differently, but the idea is, what do we do and how do we limit the exposure? So there are many studies, more coming, and I think that as people start to become educated and do connect the dots, that they will start to see that they're feeling better and they're looking better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to rely on your own education. You have to rely on yourself in order to reach your highest potential of health. You can't just walk around with blinders on assuming that every product that's thrown in front of you is going to be safe. We've seen it with the food industry and fast food and processed foods and hydrogenated fats and all the things that were put in front of us and put in our food supply that we now know are incredibly unhealthy and contribute to significant amount of disease. It's the same thing with what you're putting on your body. This show, the intention is designed to give you the power, the information to make the right choices for your health, not waiting for somebody else to do it. It's the same thing with being motivated to exercise or to improve your diet or to do anything that leads to healthier habits. So let's talk, Jema, about what we can do. Where can we find products? What's the solution here? Because we've clearly spent the last 35 minutes describing the problem. What's the solution?
The solution is basically starting over and coming out with working with a regimen. Because if you just use one product that you think is going to do the trick for you, and maybe it will, but then if you're continuing to use, let's say that you use a shampoo, but you continue to use a deodorant or you use a conditioner that's got the xenoestrogens in them, well, it's like eating an organic chicken with your Diet Coke. Just doesn't kind of go together. And again, you're not only, you want to look at detoxing your body, letting your body detox, let your body breathe, and the skincare that you use and put on your skin, allowing it to breathe without any of these plasticizers, and then starting with that regimen of, the daily products from your shampoo to a conditioner. And also, a lot of the ingredients that we created in these products are really beneficial. They really do something. It's not just there for a label claim. So, for example, we use a tremendous amount of aloe in all of our products, all organic from one of the best suppliers available in the country. And we use what's a long chain and a short chain aloe in the products. And so it's got that beneficial lasting effect, soothing, and it emulsifies with all of the other ingredients and the botanical oils. We only use 100% certified organic ingredients and essential oils or organic extracts like basil and thyme and bergamot. So those are, beneficial antioxidants that absorb into your skin and help nurture your skin.
So these are the things you want to absorb into your skin.
Right. This is the good stuff. And it's just like eating. We use food products. I mean, there's no difference than what you have on your plate than what we put in our skincare. And, for example, our shampoos, they don't have any sulfates in them. What we do use as a sudsing agent is a product called decaglucoside, which is derived from plants. And it's a little bit different. They get used to it. You know, I'll be the first to say that. But once you're used to it and you wash your hair the second time, the first time it absorbs all the dirt. The second time, you know, you rinse it and then add it again, and then you'll have a head full of suds. And a lot of people think that, oh my gosh, if the shampoo doesn't suds, it's not cleaning my hair. Well, it really is cleaning your hair. You just don't need the synthetic suds that can cause problems. So, going to a conditioner, we use, pure jojoba oil and organic, again, all of the organic essential oils like sunflower oil and organic glycerin that glides through your hair without leaving it with heavy waxes, or that's got the siloxanes in it that don't allow your scalp to breathe. A lot of men out there have what they call sebaceous cysts, or they will have little sores on their head. And a lot of times it's from the irritation of their shampoos. And you'll find, we've heard from all of our customers and all the men in my family as well, that when they switched over to using the Thorn shampoo, that those went away, completely went away. So let's say that you've got acne, and not saying that it cures acne, but it just doesn't irritate your skin
mm-hmm.
by using clean, pure products.
Sure, you're not using something that has a foaming agent or a sudsing agent that actually used to be used to degrease oil and engines.
Exactly.
When we come back, we're going to have our last segment. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the specific products in the Thorn Organics Care line, and we're going to talk about why they are so incredibly... why they set the standards, the highest standards for natural skincare products. And we're going to review the no list, which is the list of 30 things that you want to keep out of your skincare products. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about where to find some resources for finding good, clean skincare. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We'll be back right after this.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or
check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning in just a few weeks. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in with us today. Of course, we've been talking about this aspect of skincare and all of the different potential chemicals and toxins that are in your skincare. If you're out there trying to lead and live a healthy life, if you're conscious about what you eat, about what you drink, about exercising, about being in good, top physical health and taking care of your body, you cannot ignore this issue of what is in your skin products. And hopefully, today's show has helped you understand some of the key problems and key issues and the real threat that exposure to these chemicals has on your body on a day-to-day basis. Again, you put anywhere from 3 to 10 to 15 different types of skincare products on your skin every single day. Women particularly are at high risk because of all the different beauty and skincare products that they use, and babies are the most susceptible. And who's having the babies out there? It's certainly not the guys, it's the women. So having these things on you while you're pregnant, if you're thinking about getting pregnant, if you have a baby, if you're pregnant at this time, you need to think about what you're putting on your skin. People don't think about it. Again, they think their skin is this piece of saran wrap where you put on it and it stays there. 80% of what you put on your skin gets absorbed into your bloodstream. So please, please be careful of what you're putting on your body. Jema Rusano is working with Thorn Research. She developed their line of products, and they are a supplement company that has pioneered the cleanest, highest quality nutritional supplements for the last about, 20, 30 years. They really are the creme de la creme of what's out there for nutritional products. And they decided that they needed a natural skincare product to go along with their philosophy of providing the highest quality supplements. And they partnered with Jema and her company to bring to you the Thorn Organic Skincare line. Now, you talked a little bit before, Jema, about, you know, the types of ingredients that you use in this formula. I know there were a couple other ingredients that you wanted to warn people about, and then maybe we can talk about some of the top-selling, best products that you guys offer in this line if people just kind of want to get their feet wet with some organic skincare.
One of the other ingredients is an ingredient called triethylalamine, and it looks like on a label, TEA or DEA or MEA, and a way to spot it is to be able to look at the end of the word and with the amine part of it, where it's A-M-I-N-E-S. So anything that has that amine category is what you want to stay away from and is highly estrogenic. The other one is hydrogenated oils. Hydrogenated oils are trans fat, and we know what happens when we eat hydrogenated oils. And in skincare, there's a lot of hydrogenated cottonseed oil or hydrogenated soybean oil. So again, that's just one of the areas that you want to look to defer from.
So again, another type of potential chemical that is highly estrogenic. And of course, this is one of the problems. We wonder why rates of breast cancer are skyrocketing, why rates of these hormone-sensitive cancers are so high. Now, we're not at a point where we can say this causes this. However, it does seem that the amount of exposure to estrogen-like materials in our environment has some type of contributing factor to the dysfunction of the cells in our body that are so sensitive to estrogen. Because what is cancer? Cancer is cell division that has gotten out of control. And estrogen is a hormone that stimulates cellular division. That's what it does. So, you know, this isn't maybe going to, we're not saying this is going to prevent the issue, but you always want to work on reducing your exposure, your overall exposure to bad things in your environment. And if, again, you're living a healthy life, trying to create a healthy environment in which you live, the skincare products that you put on your body need to be selected carefully. So, Jema, you have in the Thorn research line a lot of different products. You've got lotions, body washes, shampoos, a stress relief bar, which is really cool, this really neat, deep intensive, what is that one called?
Manuka.
I always say it wrong.
Manuka
therapy cream. So tell us, you've been running this, you developed this line, you've been running this company for a while. What are the top selling products in your organic skincare line?
The top-selling product is actually the Manuka Therapy Cream, and it's amazing. It's the Manuka Beeswax from New Zealand, and it's all organic, and it's blended with organic jojoba and organic sunflower oil, and, I mean, it's good enough that you could really want to take a bite of it, but you shouldn't, but you could. But it's so nurturing and penetrates deep in your skin. There is not any type of plasticizers in it at all, so it just absorbs quickly. With the beeswax, it doesn't feel tacky or sticky. But if you have problems with your feet, if you've got bad elbows, a lot of women use it for a night cream. You can use it on your baby. You can use it on your grandfather's, you know, thin skin legs. It's just so nurturing and so healthy.
And that's been one of the best-selling products, huh?
Right, it is.
And what I love about it, I mean, the suggested retail price is $10.90.
Correct.
This is not, you know, this is not break the bank, you know, pricing for these products. And that's, I think it's great that you guys came in at a great price point. Go ahead.
It was important that we create a line that that everyone could use, that it was just not for those who could afford superior product.
Yep.
We want everybody to be healthy.
Okay. So aside from the intensive Makuna therapy cream, which, you know, what are some of the other products that you guys get phenomenal feedback about?
The shampoo and the conditioner is a great way to start your day, and it's a great way to start the regimen. And again, there's no sulfates in it. It leaves your hair feeling light. When you get used to using a plant surfactant product, you will feel the difference. Your hair won't be weighed down. You won't have to change shampoos every 2 weeks because you've got to get all the waxes or all of the plasticizers off. And also, it just leaves your skin, the rest of your skin, from your face all the way down, feeling great. Then the lotion. Our lotion can be used all over your body as a day cream, as a night cream. You can put it on as much as you want. It comes in unscented and also in an uplifting citrus, which has got a bergamot light citrus scent to it. And I use it every single day. I apply it to my face, go do something else, then apply it again. And if you have to have an SPF sunscreen on, then just put it on as your first layer. And basically it's your first layer of defense because that's going to absorb into your tissues first and then put your sunscreen on top of that.
Gotcha.
And also, just a little trick you can do is take a little bit of lotion and about a dime size full, rub your hands together and rub it through your hair as a hair gel. You can use it as an aftershave. All kinds of great things.
So the products, definitely, you can use them multiple different ways. And we were talking about that over the break. I mean, I use, you know, like the body wash as my shaving cream, and it works fantastic. You know, it's one product that I have, and it works for both.
Right, and then just apply the lotion on after, and then you'll see that your skin will, you know, all the pores will close nicely in a natural way, and then you won't get those little stubbles or any irritation at all.
That's
just
great.
Like using an aftershave.
So if people are interested in trying the products, of course, we stock them at the Village Green, so if you stop on in, you can definitely pick them up and pick up samples and get working with a good, all-natural, organic skincare line that's free of all of these chemicals that we are trying to avoid, these estrogenic chemicals. If somebody's not local to the area, Jema, is there, how else can they purchase these products?
They can go on to iHerb, or they can go to thorn.com, or they can go to their naturopath in their area and ask them to help them work through the line. And also, just keep in mind, if you're detoxing, it's a great way to detox and detox your skin.
Great. Well, Jema, thank you so much for not only being on the show with us today, but all of your work, you know, trying to keep the rest of America safe from these chemical companies and from the chemicals that are in our foods and in our skincare products, and the work you've devoted. I know it's really been a lifelong journey filled with ups and downs to get this line developed out there to fruition and to the people. So I really do appreciate your passion and your commitment to helping people lead healthier lives. And thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
All right. You're welcome. All right, everybody. That wraps up the Essentials of Healthy Living for today. Don't forget to tune in next week. We'll be talking to a nationally renowned pediatrician regarding holistic approaches to ADD and ADHD. It is a show you will not want to miss. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.